It all started about 20 years ago when they made that programme in Bristol all about the urban fox. And we suddenly started realising you don't have to send David Attenborough to some stark and horrid place to learn about wildlife. We have our own. And tonight on BBC One, you can see a programme that looks at wildlife in Manchester. It's called Urban Jungle. It's presented by David Lindo. David, you've been looking at some wildlife in Manchester. What?
Good morning, sir. All sorts of wildlife, actually. Can you hear me, by the way?
Oh, loud and clear. In fact, you're a bit close to the microphone, if the truth be told.
Okay, yeah, all sorts of wildlife, actually, ranging from mammals, like foxes, obviously, and badgers, all the way through to the animals I love the most, actually, birds. But there's such a wealth of wildlife in Manchester and the greater Manchester area. And Manchester is a city that I'm quite used to, actually, because I've been coming to your fair city for maybe like 25 years now. So I've been watching the wildlife expand over that time.
And you say it's expanded, but we are in a very, very urban area in the centre, at least. We've got some fantastic bits around us, of course. But the Manchester itself and Salford are very urban. What wildlife is there?
Yeah, I think we should not... Urban areas obviously are not as rich as, you know, going to the middle of a rainforest or, you know, right in the middle of the countryside. But having said that, we shouldn't be put off by the word urban, because wildlife has been around us the whole time. And I think that, you know, sometimes you just don't realise it. You have to go outside and stop and look, and then you realise, oh my God, there's lots of stuff actually flying around. For example, in the middle of the city, I was walking around looking at the Arndale Centre, and there's peregrines flying around. I mean, yeah. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, I know, we're very proud of our peregrines, but we're not so proud of our grey squirrels. Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not a keen fan of grey squirrels, only because they are introduced. I'm not a keen advocate for introducing species that are alien to a particular area. And, you know, we all know the story with the grey squirrels and red squirrels. Mm. But having said that, they are a fantastic means of getting people involved in nature. I mean, I love going to a park and seeing kids feeding squirrels, because at least it gets them in touch with the fact that there's a natural world out there.
And that's the next thought, isn't it? Should we be feeding wildlife? The whole idea is it's wild, it survives on its own metal.
Well, that's the theory, but at the end of the day, they need our help, because, you know, lots of their habitat's been taken away from them. And even in cities, you know, there's classic examples, a house sparrow, a bird that used to be so prevalent over the years, but in the last 25 years or so, it's decreased phenomenally. And part of that reason is the fact that the habitat that it used to have is gone. So our back gardens are no longer a wilderness. It's now... a lot of gardens are now patios, and the fencing has been replaced from being hedgerows and hedges to wooden sterile fences. So there's nothing there for them to feed on, nor to nest. So it's really important that we do put out food for wildlife all year round, and also fresh water as well. It just helps supplement their diets.
No, wrong with that. With the programme's Urban Jungle, 7 o'clock tonight. You've just been listening to David Lindo, who you'll hear on the programme and see on the programme, because he presents it. And I don't know whether this counts as urban